This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It has been established at this point that there is a large and problematic gender gap in the tech industry. Last week's unprecedented report from Google on the company's diversity, or lack thereof, was just one of the latest headlines. A lot of people think that, like many things, this problem starts in our education system, where girls don't get the encouragement they need to get into tech areas like coding. Well, Natasha Tiku has been thinking about this. She's co-editor of the tech news website ValleyWag and has written an op-ed in the New York Times about it. Hi, Natasha.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. This is a problem that's not new, but there are some new approaches.
Right. Well, one of the new approaches is trying to use gaming as an entryway, as sort of a gateway for girls to be interested in coding because it's what's already on their computer screens.
And it's interesting, too. I think there's kind of a misconception out there where a lot of people assume that gaming is a guy's thing.
Yeah, I think that the reason you see so many women and girls in gaming is because gaming has evolved. You know, it's those first-person shooter games aren't the only option. People mention like a Lilo and Stitch game, you know, Neopets, this thing called Super Goo that lets you morph faces around.
Minecraft.
Right. Well, Minecraft is just hugely popular. So it just opens up access to people who might not necessarily picture themselves as a coder, as a programmer. And it has two modes. One of the modes is creative, where it lets you build
your own world, et cetera.
Yeah, you use Java. And so a lot of the girls who are interested in coding just want to build something in Minecraft, make a modification. There's sort of a real world reason for them to learn stuff rather than in the abstract.
A lot of the programs that you sort of looked at had to do with outside of school ways of getting girls into the STEM track.
Well, I think that's partly because the current way computer science is taught in school is in flux. And I think that these after-school programs or grassroots initiatives, their goal is to be incorporated into the classroom. You know, they think of themselves as a sandbox where you can sort of experiment with different languages. And these are hard subjects. You know, gaming is an entryway. It gets hard. It gives you a reason to stick with it, though.
Can you talk a little bit about your own experience?
Right. Well, I mentioned the piece about playing Carmen Sandiego, and I was really into it. But I took a computer science class in college as well, and I loved it. And so I signed up for a C++ class next semester, and I thought I'd be great at it. And then day one, it just freaked me out, and I dropped out. And I wish that I had stuck with it, because talking to these girls, I mean, they just have such a sense of empowerment. You kind of see the world, like, unfurling before them. You know, they have so many options. They can do whatever they want.
Natasha Tiku is co-editor of the tech news site ValleyWag. Natasha, thank you so much for talking about this with me.
Thanks for having me.
Before we go, you should download the Marketplace app if you haven't already. We're on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, and of course, on our website, marketplace.org.